From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The top Hamas political official says the Israeli attacks on Gaza have destroyed any chance of a negotiated settlement with Israel. The speech by Khaled Mashal showed no hint of a willingness to end rocket fire unless all its demands are met. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
In recorded remarks broadcast from Damascus, Mashal said Israel's 15-day assault on Gaza had, in his words, failed to achieve any of its goals. Mashal said the rocket fire into Israel had not stopped, and Hamas fighters in Gaza were, quote, preparing surprises for Israeli troops. Mashal's comments came as Palestinian Authority and Hamas officials are in Cairo discussing a possible renewal of the ceasefire with Israel, and Mashal ruled out any agreement that, in his words, deprives the resistance of its weapons. Israel says in order to accept a new ceasefire, new measures must be in place to prevent Hamas from rearming by importing arms from Egypt. One potential mechanism involving international observers has been rejected by both Egypt and Hamas. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Vice President Joe Biden is in Afghanistan visiting with military officials, U.S. troops, and Afghan officials to gauge the ongoing war in Afghanistan and report back to President-elect Obama. The vice president vowed the U.S. would provide long-term support for Afghanistan, which has seen an upswing in Taliban violence for the past several months. A statement released by Afghan President Hamid Karzai's office says the president and Biden talked about the fight against terrorism and U.S. troop increases. Natural gas from Russia to Europe could start flowing again soon. Jessica Gallagher has the details from Moscow.
Russian and European Union officials say they've signed a deal allowing EU officials to monitor transport of Russian gas through Ukrainian pipelines to Europe. The only hitch, Ukraine still has to sign the agreement. The Russian state-controlled Gazprom shut off gas to Ukraine on January 1st in a pricing dispute. After that, Russia accused Ukraine of diverting gas meant for European customers and halted those deliveries as well. Ukraine flatly denies the charge. The EU criticized both countries and had warned that if they didn't reach a deal soon, the standing of both Ukraine and Russia in the EU could be adversely affected. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
President-elect Obama reiterated his call for Congress to act quickly on a massive stimulus package in his weekly radio and internet address, but several lawmakers on Capitol Hill sound less enthusiastic about the package this week. Fellow Democrats criticized some of Mr. Obama's proposed tax cuts before falling in line in support of the recovery plan yesterday. Mr. Obama says a 14-page analysis by his economic team shows a combination of tax cuts and spending, like the plan he has in mind, would create between 3 and 4 million jobs. A Delta Airlines plane returned to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport today after one of its engines went out. There were no injuries reported on the Boeing 737. This is NPR. President Bush commissioned the USS George H.W. Bush today in a ceremony held at Norfolk, Virginia, in honor of his father. The senior Mr. Bush is the nation's last president to serve during World War II. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
The USS George H.W. Bush is a brand new nuclear-powered Nimitz-class carrier that's more than 3 football fields long, far outstripping the ship that conveyed a young naval pilot to war back in 1943. Former President Bush flew 58 combat missions and was decorated for bravery in action. He offered these reflections to those who will serve on the carrier.
As someone who has stood that watch and remembered the quiet solitude of that experience, I know you will find comfort and inspiration, particularly in the night sky, for it is basking in the splendor of the stars that you will truly understand the majesty of creation and bear witness to the certain hand of God.
The current President Bush landed on the carrier in arriving for the event. He said the ship's name honored not only his father, but the generation that served alongside him. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
A snowstorm stretching from the Ohio Valley to the northeast is making travel a major headache for many motorists and airline passengers. The National Weather Service says up to 10 inches of snow could fall in parts of Ohio and Massachusetts. Winter warnings and advisories have been posted from northern Illinois to New England. William Zantzinger, the Maryland socialite immortalized in a Bob Dylan protest song for beating to death a black barmaid, was buried yesterday. He died January 3rd. Zantzinger paid a $500 fine and served a 6-month sentence for manslaughter. He was 69 years old. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.